So, looking at this relation, or what was it, the Gesellschaft des Spektakels, or with this video that I watched to kind of explain it, it came down to seeing and drawing a lot of similarities between this post-war identity that they talked about buying things as like a status symbol and achieving things to kind of show off your place, and purchasing became a way of achieving social status and social levels. I immediately made this connection with the Instagram and social media world, not only because it was really simple to make that connection, but because there is an amount of people in the world that seem to really be on their own trip. They seem to be filming their own movie as the star. And with that sort of action ideology comes a lot of very selfish and, I guess greedy is the wrong word, but more materialistic things next to it. And there's a lot of like, buy, and show what I'm doing, and everything that's happening is really, really focused on me. And that really ties into this idea of using capitalism in my mind to achieve a social status. That's the same thing. You're buying, you're using your ability to use capitalism. It ties right into your ability to get people's attention and to focus everything on you, and to think that you're right in front of a camera all the time, and everything is just perfect because it's your life and it has to stay that way, and everything that's not can just be pushed to the side and ignored or mistreated. And then it was also about the gentrification, and yeah, it's a little bit the same thing, because it's the same kind of people that come into a place that's cheap and has its own little environment, its own little culture, and they start to see themselves as they have to put themselves in there, and they have to bring their own thing to it, and they have to make their own influence on it. And eventually you have completely different people that are showing up in a place and are using their money and influence to buy up things because they need them, and the people that originally started the whole nice thing there have been pushed out. Just simple gentrification, but it's also this idea of having a studio apartment in Berlin that's a status symbol at this point. So people could, maybe it's their second apartment from London that they've just bought an apartment in Mitte. And because they bought that apartment, that building misplaced 100 artists who had an apartment, had studios there. And that's just wrong on so many levels. But as well as being just kind of fascinatingly silly, because without the artists and the creative people taking advantage of these spaces that no one wanted and using them to make things, that whole chunk of the culture just becomes like a postcard and the rest of it's gone. And if we just kind of focus on having these postcard things that we sell over and over again, we've lost the whole flow that created that thing.